From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by JP Dubuque, the president and CEO of the Greater St. Petersburg Area Economic Development Corporation. JP, welcome.
Thank you, Abby. It's good to be here.
Although only in its fourth year, the EDC saw one of its best years, as you pointed out when we met with you for our Invest Tampa Bay report. How did the work over the past 4 years compound this success despite such a turbulent 2020?
I think it comes back to the fact that we are charged with trying to promote St. Petersburg as a great place to do business and to help companies add jobs here. In that role, we lean on 100 plus years of community and business and elected official leadership that has developed an asset that is second to none, in my opinion. And so when you look at the way we were built as an organization, which is a proactive type of organization where we're constantly doing outreach to promote the city as a great place to do business, after 4 years, if you have a great asset, you tell the right story to the right people at the right time, you're gonna have some successes. Now, I will say that 2020 provided us with some real difficulties in trying to get that story out, but we managed to be resilient and try to do it in different ways. And we managed to do that. And folks are still looking to move to St. Petersburg.
Might you be able to give us some examples of that adaptation and new ways that you were messaging in 2020?
So the biggest thing is I love to do in-person meetings, whether I'm talking to a local business person flying across the world to speak to a business person in another city, going to a conference or whatever. I like to do it in person. And I think that we have the best opportunity to make a real connection when we're in person. So what we're doing today was the biggest change for us, is trying to take advantage of technology to allow us to do connections virtually. And we also did a whole lot of activity using social media and email marketing that was able to reach folks without me traveling around the world to talk to people.
Despite the challenges of last year, 2020 did also provide the opportunity to reevaluate priorities and address inefficiencies. And with that in mind, what are the main takeaways from 2020 that are helping to guide the Greater St. Petersburg Area EDC's focus and mission in 2021?
So I think that for the community of St. Petersburg and the EDC, there were two big things that kind of came out of the year as items that we really knew existed, but we really took them to a new level, I think. And those things are resiliency and collaboration. Resiliency being able to take a hit and keep on going, find new ways to approach things, find new ways to success, and to keep on going no matter what the challenges might be. That combined with collaboration, so working with our community partners, including the folks at the city government and folks at county government and other economic development entities, including the Chamber of Commerce, all of those collaborative efforts really helped us, as you said earlier, reach kind of a new plateau for us and the best year ever.
This pandemic has only increased the amount of residents and businesses that are moving to the state of Florida. How is the St. Petersburg Area EDC attracting these residents and businesses to St. Petersburg versus other areas of the state?
So I think one of the common mistakes that communities make is they try to be like somebody else. St. Pete is unique. St. Pete is St. Pete, and it's funky, and it's vibrant, and it's different, and it's awesome. And for the right business or the right individual, I believe there is no place better than St. Petersburg. And so that, combined with the fact that our community is developing in infrastructure, we're developing residential offerings, we're developing commercial offerings, we are building on our programs that will help us have a more inclusive approach to prosperity. All of these things, combined with the fact that we're just awesome, sets us up to be a place where people want to come. And as long as we're telling that story in the appropriate way to the right people, I think we're going to be well poised to take advantage of some of the other folks that are losing residents and losing businesses.
St. Petersburg was recently recognized as a top 10 best destination for female entrepreneurs. To what factors do you credit that led to this recognition? And how else is your organization working to foster diversity, equity, and inclusion in the local business community?
So on the first question about what I think is driving our accolades that we get for inclusivity is that that's exactly who we are. We are an inclusive community. It doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, where you come from, who you love, any of those things. If you want to take a role in our community and help us build our community, we want you to be here. And that has led to not just the great accolades as far as female entrepreneurs go, but we also score perfect scores on the Municipal Equality Index. We are ranked as a best place for immigrants, and we tend to do really good things in those spaces. The other thing that I think is really important is not just inclusiveness from a demographic standpoint. It's inclusiveness in a sense of community with all businesses that I think makes it easier for business leaders to be successful no matter what demography they bring. And that is this sense that instead of our businesses truly competing against each other, which you would understand why they would want to do that, in St. Pete, it's often the situation where the businesses are coming together to help us compete against the world. Those two things, that just general inclusivity plus that sense of community with the business leaders, I think it builds an opportunity for folks that have not historically been in the majority of business leaders to be really successful in our community. And as far as what we do as an organization, I think it really comes down to the fact that we are proactive. When we're proactive, we have the opportunity to select the types of businesses that we want to market to. And we get really excited when we can find those companies that have a culture that fits with the community culture. When we get a corporate culture that fits community culture, it's a big, big win for everyone.
The Tampa Bay region is increasingly appealing to the tech sector and has been a hot point for job growth over the past number of years. With the business community ever more reliant on technology, how is the EDC working to continue to transform the region into one of North America's preeminent tech hubs?
So I think the first thing that you have to look at when you're thinking about creating or making your community into a tech hub is that you have to have some unique sense of place. It has to be funky. That's the second time I've used that word, by the way. It has to be creative. It has to be innovative, because that's what tech talent wants to experience. I think connecting that unique sense of place to the arts is really important. And if you look at the historical tech hubs around the country and around the world, they also have a pretty strong art scene. And in St. Petersburg, we are a city of the arts with over 500 murals in our downtown alone. And we're known as one of the greatest glass art communities, artists everywhere, galleries everywhere, museums everywhere. That's what it is. And if you have those types of things and you promote it, I think that you're a little of the way there. And so that's what we've been doing. But I will add that just saying it doesn't make it so. And just because we say we're a great tech hub doesn't necessarily mean that. So what we do is we help support the growth of a connected network. We help support the growth of an expansion of entrepreneurial support organizations and entrepreneurial support programs like incubators and accelerators. And then we also help to raise the visibility of St. Pete businesses for funders outside of the market, funding has historically been a big challenge in the state of Florida. And I think we are making really big headway through the efforts of our EDC and many, many others who are doing even more in that space than we are, that are raising the visibility of St. Pete as a great place for investors to look for opportunity.
And after all of the disruption of last year, how have you personally transformed?
You may be able to tell by my body language and the way I approach answering the questions. I'm a relatively aggressive type of person. I want to succeed. I want to get things done. I want to win. I want to help people. I want to get these things done now. 2020 has taught me patience. That I can't make it happen overnight. And it's not something, you know, I'm in my early 50s, and unfortunately, I hadn't learned patience, but 2020 has taught it to me. The other thing that it has taught me is that because you have to do things virtually, and because our time with each other is limited, you have to really make an extra effort to consciously and purposefully listen to the person that you're talking to in a new way. I've always been a good listener, but now I listen in a different way because it's important for me to hear those cues and make sure I get everything necessary so that I can provide the biggest benefit to everybody.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.